Good morning, everyone. I'm Dale Coolis, and it's time for your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. And today in the studio, we have on realty expert Ben Olson, and he'll be talking with us today right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one. Or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Welcome back. We are here with realty expert Ben Olson. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. A snowy Friday that we woke up to today for sure.
Yes, yes. How did you survive our first, Mother Nature pulled no punches with the first storm of the season, huh?
No, they let us have it, which I mean, I'm kind of all for it because let's just get it over with, rip the Band-Aid off. We knew it was coming. So instead of a dusting here and there and it just getting gradually colder, we really had a pretty nice fall. So we had a nice October.
Yeah, we were spoiled for a little bit there, and definitely had some a pretty nice overall fall, I'd say.
Yep. No snow on Halloween, which was really important. So.
Yes, big time. Yeah, we did the trunk or treat there a couple weeks ago. That was a blast. Yeah, nice weather for that. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely, and there's some good events coming up with Berkshire, too. We're going to be at the Holly Dazzle Parade coming up on November 20th at 5:30. That's going to be downtown, so go ahead and head down there. We'll be throwing out candy. We'll have the Berkshire van decorated and everything.
Oh, nice. The Berkshire van will be in full force again.
Yes, yes. We'll be dressed up and throwing out candy, so definitely show up for that. I think it's going to be a lot of events there that day, too.
Yeah, I think we saw, like, Town Square will have stuff going on off and on.
Yeah, Moose and everything kind of in that whole area downtown will have a lot of events, I think, going on from around pretty much all afternoon.
So yeah, make sure to bookmark that date, November 20th, 5:30. There, the Holly Dazzle Parade, Berkshire will be there full force. So I guess talk about wintertime, a lot of stuff going on, and what would people like to know about how to buy property come wintertime?
Right. So people still got to move in the winter, right? People still have to end up moving because they find a house that they love, or they decide that it's time to improve their lifestyle or downsize, or they're moving or they're relocating for their job. And it's just part of the way of life. Same with your business. You know, what if you're in a space now and you find the perfect space during the wintertime and something that's listed? There's a really kind of some good tricks and tips that you should know for buying property in the wintertime. I think the first one is that you can generally tend to get sometimes a better deal in the wintertime, right? So what I kind of tell clients is that if you want the most amount of inventory to choose from, if you want a plethora of homes during the peak season, you're going to have to look during the spring and summer, right? You're probably going to find the most amount of available homes on the market during the spring and summer because it's just easier for people to move, right? That's when people are motivated to list because it's warm out, they can get their projects done, and then list their house and move out, right? All while it's nice out. Well, in the fall, you can sometimes tend to get a better deal for people who are ready to get rid of their property that maybe didn't sell from the summertime, or maybe people are moving in the winter because they realize it's going to be cold. They need to put their house at a better price to start just so that they don't have to keep it on the market longer than necessary. Every time you keep your house on the market longer than a few months, even, you're losing money. You're paying money on interest. You're paying money on utilities. You're paying taxes, right? You're paying insurance. You're paying things on the house that you're not going to get back. So it's in your best interest usually if you list to sell right away, and that usually prompts sellers to have a better listing price.
That makes sense. They don't want to delay the inevitable. Don't have to rack up the stay at home empty expenses.
Right. Right. And I think that people really need to focus on in the winter that the goal is to find a house, right? And it's great to be able to, look around, and it's great to get familiar with the inventory. And that's one benefit, is that there's not as many homes listed right now. So of course, that's going to be a motivator for people to kind of jump on something or find something that's going to work. There are some caveats to buying a home or a property, even commercial, with snowfall like we have right now. It's very hard to tell what the condition of a property might be when you go there. So some tips and tricks is obviously Google Earth, Google Maps. They really have a good history of kind of like what the property looks like on the outside. Old listing photos, old photos online, photos that the seller has. Anything like that would really help people identify, what the property could be like. And then the other thing is that people can really count on looking at the county website, the city website, for any permit information. any improvements. You never know what would be on there. So I think that people, when you're buying a property, is it's always buyer beware. You know, you have to be aware of any property. You never really know the condition. But even when it's nice out, it could be still in not great shape and look nice. But I think definitely using that to your advantage and you know, negotiating based on that too, is we may not know what the roof looks like, so we have to take a risk on that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's such a great example, right? Recommending like Google Maps, Google Earth, because I think we've all probably heard about it. And one of our first experiences with Google Earth, Google Maps is, oh, I wonder what my old home location looks like. But then there's all these great alternative methods. You could be like, oh, hey, research. Let's see, get a good, maybe good idea for what the property looks like.
Right. Maybe the assessor's been out there and taken a photo recently, and it's, you can see that, okay, well, the siding was changed to this siding, or this was done and this was done, or the roof looks this way, you know. It just is nice to kind of have that information, and it's difficult when you're looking at the house when it's snowy and when, especially the ground cover, you know, you can't see a lot. So I think some tips for that too is just, you have to look at your resources, especially in this type of area. You know, you're not going to know exactly what's there until everything thaws out, possibly until after clothing.
Yeah. Now, yeah, those are some great tips for buying a, like, yeah, residential property come wintertime. Now, how about commercial property come wintertime?
Commercial property, too, is one of those things where, you know, if you see a good deal in the winter, sometimes people don't want to pay those heating bills on their large commercial property, right? Or sometimes they're having trouble renting them out because they don't have the budget for improvements and they're just paying to heat an empty building. What they might want to do is they might want to consider, you know, leasing out property, doing some of that type of stuff to lower their costs. But I think as far as like buying property, I think a really great thing is to put in a built-in due diligence period where you have enough time to do certain inspections for, let's say you have a flat roof, right? Put in a due diligence period to wait until maybe a couple months, until you can wait for a thaw or wait for something to get warmer to see if there would be any leaks, right? Sometimes contracts in commercial take up to 6 months to a year. So there's nothing wrong with putting out a due diligence period just to make sure that you're getting a building that you think is well done. And the other thing that a lot of commercial people do is they go back to their contractor who did the roof, or they go back to the person who they know did it, and they contact the company and they say, hey, do you have a warranty for this roof? Do you have anything that, any information about it, to kind of give some secondary knowledge about what the condition of the roof may be like when an inspector or a professional can't necessarily verify what condition it would be in with snow cover.
It's kind of a nice way to double check with them. Do your research and make sure everything is all just in order. And I'm just kind of going by, just for layman like me, due diligence, that's a period there. That's just kind of like, just,
it's kind of like when you have an inspection period in real estate. So when you have an air home under inspection at first, and you have like the first 14 days to basically back out if you have your inspection, that's exactly how it is with commercial real estate. We just call it due diligence. So it means that you're doing everything you can to research the property and figure out if it's a good deal. Part of due diligence has to do with a lot of like zoning and other things that you can do, like if you can do certain contracting work. But it also includes, you know, what improvements, what the roof looks like, what all those extra things are. And obviously having a 6 month due diligence period on a $1 million building is not unusual. So it's something like that, that if you're looking at investing, that those are in place so that sellers know in real estate, especially in commercial real estate, that people don't want to get screwed either. You know, yeah, like they want a sale to go well too. So, I mean, they know that buyers want to do their inspections. So it's pretty typical for some of those things.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a great way for people who don't rush into something they don't want to regret right away there.
And you don't have to. No, you don't have to. You can take your time to really flesh it out, to really make sure it's the right space for you.
Yeah, no, it's wintertime. People, if they do end up going through buying, acquiring residential winter property, I understand we got some awesome moving tips for wintertime here, because I've been there moving in the winter. It's an experience, especially these North Dakota Midwest winters.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, for a lot of people who are just moving residential places, they're moving themselves, right, is sometimes go big, like rent a big U-Haul for one day and get it done in one day, right? Make it a one-day task that, okay, this is the day that we're going to have everyone come over, do the moving. The other thing that really helps is having a lot of extra blankets, things like that. But then also having big wheeled dollies, like those big wheeled dollies versus the small ones that you can actually bring through the snow, bring your belongings into the house basically when it's cold out and over the ice. And then my other tip too is to make sure that when you're moving in the winter, put salt down, put all those extra gravel, anything extra that you need, just to make it go really, really smoothly, right? The last thing you want is somebody slipping or some of your furniture to get damaged because of a slip or something like that. Or you don't want to get damaged because it falls in the snow or something ridiculous. So I think that just making sure that you are prepared for your move is really important. In the summertime, you can kind of, you know, oh, well, we'll just use pickups and trailers, but sometimes just more practical in the winter just to get a big moving vehicle to get it done all at once.
I can actually vouch for that. I've helped a friend move in the wintertime. We actually did rent a big U-Haul, and we did it all in one trip. It was more room than we needed, but we were just like, you know, it's only like an extra 10, 20, 30 bucks for whatever the U-Haul right. rates were
it's
at the time.
It's not really that expensive, especially for a one-day rate in town, returning same day or returning next day really early. It's actually really not a bad rate, and there are many different, obviously, companies in Grand Forks that could rent a truck for moving. So, and there's many great moving companies in Grand Forks too. You know, that's my other recommendation, is just hire a moving company.
Oh yeah, that too.
You know,
yeah.
But coordinating too is just having extra stuff to clean up mess, to have, make sure that, you know, for commercial, obviously, like making sure you have extra towels, extra, you know, wetness reducing materials, so that if it's not super dry when you're moving in, everything, that your employees are safe and that everything stays dry. And I think that that is one thing that people kind of overlook, is that, yeah, we're moving in the winter, but there's also these things that we have to prepare for when we are moving.
Now, I think it's so easy nowadays with people to look up a lot of those numbers and resources for moving companies and stuff and so forth on Google. But like, do you ever get a lot of like newcomers to town just don't know where to jump into? Do you have like resources available for clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Berkshire Hathaway Concierge Service that helps buyers and sellers when they're getting ready for the moving process. And that basically is an email that comes right after you have your contract signed on a property that you're buying or selling. And they will help you rearrange your utilities. They will help you arrange your moving. So if you do need a moving company, they'll help you arrange a bunch of different types of concierge, basically to make sure that your move goes as smooth as possible. And those are people that Berkshire Hathaway basically pays to make sure that we, our clients, are taken care of.
Now, that's great. I wish I would have known how to do that, getting my first apartment coming out right out of high school, a few months after high school, and we're like, U-Haul? Yeah, let's get a U-Haul. But to have all those resources available through Berkshire Hathaway, that's got to be a tremendous perk.
Yeah, and it comes to you automatically, and it's no hassle. So if you want to use it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. So it's nice that you have the option to schedule those things all in one place.
That's cool. Yeah, we covered buying residential and commercial property winter tips, and also moving tips in the winter. Any other final winter tips for moving, residential, commercial?
I think people shouldn't be scared about moving in the winter or looking in the winter, right? It's a good time to find a good deal. People realize, oh my gosh, my house is still for sale. The first snow just came down. I'm going to have to pay for snow removal. I'm going to have to pay for heating. I'm going to have to pay for anything that goes wrong now this winter. What if there's an ice dam? What if a pipe bursts, right? All these extra things that could happen could lead somebody to be a little bit more motivated, right? So I think that this could be a good opportunity to find a good deal if you're a buyer. And I think if you're a seller too, obviously you have to move somewhere. So wherever you're moving to, you could find a good deal. And people are still needing homes right now, right? Inventory every winter does get lower naturally. So if you have a really nice, really unique home and it goes on in the winter and it showcases well, it's probably going to sell.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, especially like how you mentioned too, if people are looking in winter, that's the time to find the deal. People want to get rid of them pretty much.
Yeah, and if people still want to sell, it's lower inventory. So if you do have a nice, unique home that's ready to sell and ready to go, you can have that opportunity.
All right. So as we go into this weekend here, coming out of this storm, Ben, speaking of winter, are you ready to survive? Got everything all plowed, good to go?
Yes, I'm ready. I got my boots on this morning. My lace broke and I had to tie it back together, but we're all ready to go. So it's the only thing, the only hiccup to my day. So that's not so bad.
Yeah, same here. Ben, where can people contact you if they want to find out more?
All they have to do is go to propertyandclient.com or find me on my cell phone, 701-318-2676.
Awesome. Thank you, Ben, for making it in today.
Thanks. We'll see you next time.
And that concludes your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway Podcast. Many thanks again to Ben Olson for joining us today. And many thanks to producer Paul. We'll be back for the next Berkshire Hathaway Podcast Wednesday morning at 10. Until then, have an incredible weekend and goodbye for now.